giddy. Halakasha. When no movie has it.
I love how when you listen to a song, right?
Yes.
Every time you listen to it, you find something new in the song.
True.
Like, I've been listening to this song for the past, what, 2 weeks or so.
Okay.
And I just discovered the Halakasha.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And it's going to stay with me for a bit. Until I find something new in the song.
I actually found something. I'm hearing something for the first time now. What did he say?
It's not Halakasha, right?
No.
Halakasha is mine.
Oh, the Sakane? Oh, but it sounded so smooth.
So smooth. So easy. Yay. With it. Easy with it. Like, why must you scream?
Yeah. Relax. Why are you screaming?
Relax.
Don't scream.
Sakane.
Yeah.
It's Winnie G, by the way. Yeah. You remember now?
No, I missed it. It went over my head. Sorry, man. But I'm here.
You are here now.
I'm very near.
You're in it now. It's Willie G, by the way, the song that we're discussing. It's a brand new song. It's called Diki Diki.
Yeah.
Also, we checked out Mikasa with Mamela and Into You, Fabulous, Tamia and Ashanti on Namibia's Heart and Soul with the NSK and Shaquan. Now, on this subject of Namibian music, I hear that we are trending around the world, Macy.
Yes.
Apart from King Tidi getting nice. Sound out
and being called baby
and then Namibians making a big deal out of it. Oh my word, shoot me in the face, please don't. But okay, you know, but what? Yeah, I
no. We're not doing that. But a lot is going on, partner. But what we're going to cover this morning is a social media content creator, mostly on TikTok.
Yeah.
He goes by the name of Corellius. He's known for covering songs all over the world in different languages. Now, he has over 500,000 followers on TikTok. Mm. And this gent is standing at 6.6 million likes. That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Okay. Now, Corellius actually moved to Australia from Dubai, where he now resides to study. And he recently did not one, I think run about two Namibian songs.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where you see the videos actually trending and you're like, I know that song. It's my people.
Yeah.
It's like a proud little moment.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a moment.
Let's check out the songs. Let's see what he did with the songs. Because I find this fascinating how someone that has no idea of our culture, does not speak our language at all. When I mean by our language, like the way we speak our English,
the way we speak
our Afrikaans, our Damara, etc.,
true.
Or our slang.
Come on.
Takes a song and he makes it his own.
Mm.
Listen to this.
I'm singing a song from every country in the world, and at number 107, we have Namibia.
Hi, Congo, money.
You should see his facial expressions, by the way.
Hi, Congo,
it's like he tells it, dude.
In the song.
I buy cigarettes.
So I did go to his TikTok, right? So while he was doing this recording, his phone fell.
Yes, it did.
And as the phone fell, there were also requests from Namibians, like, listen, do another song.
Then
he made the effort to find another song.
They challenged him in Afrikaans, I think, right?
Yeah, they challenged him in Afrikaans. Yeah. Listen to this.
I'm singing a song from every country in the world, and at number 107, yes, we have Namibia again, because yesterday I broke my camera, so this one's for the Namibians. We're repeating it for you.
Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
Wow.
Yeah. And I know that Sheraldine Kanana as well. I don't know. I can't see her comment here because there's so many.
Yeah.
But regardless, he now replies to her specifically and says that, is this Afrikaans correct? But it sounds great.
It sounds dope, especially when he says, Kom Nandi.
Yeah,
like,
talk weird, man.
Check those. Like, on the way we speak.
So this is the DJ Spooza, Don't Talk at the Party.
At the party, yeah. Mm.
I'm singing a song from every country in the world, and at number 107, yes, we have Namibia again, because yesterday I broke my camera, so this one's for the Namibians. We're repeating it for you.
Hey.
Hey.
Shout out to Karelius,
okay,
man.
Okay, no, honestly, yeah. There's also Ndafewa Simeon that said on his TikTok that on behalf of all Namibians, we approve.
No, we approve.
Please, yes. Come to Namibia soon.
Yes, we approve. When he comes, we will give him a nice Namibian name.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking maybe also like a nice Damara name, maybe like Tandago.
It has to be deeper than that.
Yeah, deeper than that.
Yeah.
Deeper than that.
Tandago is a little bit too easy.
I'm Hamup.
Yes! What does that mean, though? You don't know? Oh, you made it up?
I'm Hamup.
Of Ahue.
Ahue.
Ahue is Biggie.
Biggie
Mark, look, man.
It's Biggie Mark. I
wouldn't even know if I had to give him a hero name.
Yeah?
Link.
Let's think of a hero name. Give me an option here. Chibede.
What?
Wait, I don't know why Chibede is always in my head.
What is she with?
doesn't it mean anything?
No, but I'm like, is it a surname or something?
I don't know, dude. I always use that name when I make hero jokes.
I would probably give him Kaurumbwa.
Kaurumbwa.
Mm.
Ne?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Oshivambo will be what? Petrusha. It was too easy. Okay.
Natangwe. No, man.
Also too easy.
Yeah. Linekel Ali Nikel is also easy. We'll think of it.
We'll think of it. Leave it on Fresh FM. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Get to build it for rock bottom deals like an aluminum.